A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But on the 12th floor of the Acme building, one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
It was May and I wasn't getting many cases at all, so I was sitting in my office working the crossword when who should walk in but Larry, the bass player, lives down in the basement.
Hey.
Hey, Larry, hey.
Hey, how come your door's open?
I've got a new security system here. I haven't figured out how to work it. What's going on in the basement there?
I'm going to a baseball game today.
Oh, baseball. Oh, I see.
Yeah, with my cousin Bruce.
Bruce, okay. You happy?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Still bashful?
Yeah, people stare at me.
Well, because of the basin on your head, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Keeps my face in place.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's why the basin?
Count Basie gave it to me.
Oh, I see. Why do you wear it?
It makes everything sound better. Here, check it out with the basin on.
Uh-huh. Whoa, yeah.
And here's without the basin.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see, yeah. Maybe you should take a bassoon, huh?
I can't. It takes up too much space.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, besides, my girlfriend loves the bass.
You had a girlfriend, huh?
Yeah, Bess.
Bess, really? Where'd you meet her?
In Boston, on the bus.
Oh, on the bus, huh?
Yeah, I was a bus driver in Boston. She was my boss.
She's still in Boston?
No, Spokane.
Spokane? What's she doing in Spokane?
She's a spokeswoman.
Oh, I see. For what?
They put on a spectacular called Spackle Your Sprockets.
A bicycle show.
Yeah. Bases on bicycles with baskets.
Oh, really?
And the spectators wear spectacles to see the whole spectrum of special effects, like exploding spigots,
uh-huh,
expanding spaghetti, and effigies of ex-presidents in expensive spandex suspenders.
Oh, I see, yeah. So what do you want from me there, Larry?
Hey, can you go to Spokane and speak to her?
Well, tell her what?
Just tell her I love her.
Uh-huh, nothing more specific?
Just tell her I love her.
Okay.
And by the way, 24 across?
Yeah?
Yeah, what bees do. It's buzz.
Buzz, okay. Thank you. So we close the door. Wait. Whoa.
The door is closed.
Oh, gosh. So I called up the number that he gave me in Spokane. I was sure that I dialed it right.
Yeah, hello?
Bess?
Oh, is this Brad?
No, it's Guy.
Oh, you sound just like Brad, my agent. I was expecting his call.
Real estate agent?
Oh, no, talent agent.
Oh, so you...
I'm a singer-songwriter.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Really?
Oh, hey, would you mind giving me a quick opinion on something?
Okay.
Okay, you would mind, or okay, you'll give me an opinion?
You're an English major, aren't you?
Yeah. I am.
Not sure.
Listen, just for 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Simple pleasures one knows are never endless. Some people only know unnecessary ecstasy. So?
What, that's it?
Well, did you like it, or?
Well, is there more?
Oh, you want to hear more?
No, not really.
It's an experiment in repetition.
Okay.
Art is repetition.
I didn't know that.
The first letters of each word spell out Spokane.
Really?
Yeah. Still, perhaps our kinetic advantages need emphasis. Stolen poetry opens karmic auras, naked energy. Some prey on knees and narrow elbows. Sopranos perform opera knowing artificial naturalism exists.
That's interesting. You're from Spokane?
No, my mom was.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So, well, good luck with your music there.
Oh, but you don't want to hear some more?
Huh? No, I'm sorry. Somebody's at the door. I got to run. Okay, bye. Yeah, give me a minute here. I've got to unlock this door here. Can't figure out how to do this here. A lot of bolts here. Got to turn off the alarm. Just a minute, I'll be right there. What was the password? There's a password. Two words. Humble beginnings.
Boop, boop.
Humble beginnings. No, I was wrong. Okay, wrong. Homeboy. Okay, all right, wrong. Heavenly blessings. Okay. Wait, I remember.
Stand away from the door.
I'm standing away from the door. The password is white man. Hombre blanco. There. Okay. Sorry, I just put in this new security system.
Jeez, what do you got in there? Diamonds or something?
New security system, that's all.
Oh, sure.
You must now enter a new password. Oh. Six or more letters. One capital,
okay.
One numeral.
Okay, okay. Well, hold on, sir. I've got to put in a password.
Oh,
yeah.
We're crying out loud.
Too obvious.
Too obvious? Oh, okay. All right. How about this one here?
Bing, that is better.
Thank you. Okay. What can I do for you, sir?
Okay. The name is Spike. I'm from Spokane. I own a bar, the Pocahontas Club, which is very popular among priests and rabbis and some Eskimo Christians.
I see.
And men who wear earrings.
Oh.
And now and then we get a chicken in there, but they have to cross the road to get in.
Sure.
And I'll never forget the day a rabbi, a preacher, a priest, and a blonde walked in, and I said, what is this, a joke?
Right.
The blonde was wearing pantyhose, and when she farted, her ankles swelled up.
Oh, really?
Yes, exactly.
When did men in Spokane start wearing earrings? Huh?
Well, ever since their wives found the earrings in the car, of course.
Sure.
Simple as it. Yeah.
What about the Eskimo Christians?
Eskimo Christians, I'll tell you no lies.
Okay. Hey. So what can I do for you?
Well, it's like this.
Okay.
I almost got married a month ago.
Uh-huh.
I went to pick up my girlfriend, and she said, "We're going to our wedding. Why the golf clubs?" I said, "Yeah, but it's not going to take all afternoon, is it?" For crying out loud!
All right.
Yeah, so. It's like it's like the two brooms who were hanging in the closet. They decided to get married.
Uh-huh.
One was the bride broom, the other was the groom broom.
Right.
And after their wedding, the bride broom leaned over and said to the groom broom, "I think I'm going to have a little whisk broom."
Mm.
Impossible! We haven't even swept together.
Uh-huh.
Well, it goes for she and I too.
Okay.
I guess.
Did you come in to tell me something?
Okay. I'm getting to that.
Okay.
It's like this guy comes in and asks me, "Do you have any Campari?" And I'm like, "Do I have Campari? Now look down here. I take him down to the basement. There's 100 cases of Campari."
Mm-hmm.
"Boy, you must sell a lot of Campari." "No, but the man who sells me the Campari, he sells a lot of Campari."
Okay, all right. So what does this have to do with your wedding?
Okay, don't interrupt me. I'm on a roll here.
Oh, sorry.
So he has a few glasses of Campari, and he goes and gets in his car. A cop walks up and says, "Sir, your eyes seem to be bloodshot. Have you been drinking?" And the man says, "Officer, your eyes seem to be glazed. Have you been eating donuts?"
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay. So the man drives away then, see, and he's weaving all over the road. The cop pulls him over and says, "Sir, you're drunk." And the man says, "Thank goodness, I thought the steering was gone." So this same man, a few months later, he's driving down the same road with his wife. They hit a bridge abutment. Both are killed, and they went to heaven, and it was beautiful. And they were both full of bliss, and the man turned to his wife and said, "You know, if you hadn't made me stop smoking, I could have been here years ago."
Yes. Sir?
Yes.
Sir?
What, yes.
Why did you come in here?
Okay. If I tell you, you promise you won't laugh.
I haven't so far,
Well, the truth is, I entered a pun contest.
All right.
Yeah, I sent in 10 different puns in the hopes that one of them would win. And no pun intended.
I see.
Thank you for waiting.
Is that a joke? Or?
No, here's the deal. I'm trying to remember one of the puns.
Okay.
Why did the scientist disconnect his doorbell?
I have no idea. Google it.
Well, I tried that, but Google said because he was stapled to the chicken, so,
Okay, but that's not the punchline.
No, of course
not. So Google
it
again.
Well, I did, and it said, I was inside this refrigerator. Really?
Okay.
Hello?
Ask Siri.
Yeah, and she said because she was trying to read the waffle iron. I don't know.
That's not right.
No, and I asked Yahoo, and it said there's no place like Chrome for the hollandaise.
Okay, listen, I can't help you, okay?
What?
Just go ask somebody else.
No,
go.
Please, you can
no,
help
please.
Me.
No, please, go.
No,
go. Hey, dang it.
Oh, now what?
The door's locked.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh.
Do not shake the door.
I'm trying to throw somebody out of my office, please.
You must use the password.
Oh, hombre blanco.
That is not the recognized exit password.
Oh, come on.
What is happening?
You mean you've got to have a separate password to exit?
That is correct.
Okay, just give me a clue, please.
Boop. What's brown and sounds like a bell?
What's brown and sounds like a bell?
Wrong password.
I'm repeating the question, okay?
Okay, what is brown and sounds like a bell?
Dung.
Oh, that's
there you go.
Okay, great.
Simple as that.
Thank you.
Hey, that reminds me of a knock-knock joke.
No, just go away, please.
No. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Control freak. Now you say control freak who?
Oh, boy.
I get it?
Yeah,
it's a little joke that I...
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Oh, Larry. You've been sitting here all this time.
I just remembered her name wasn't Bess. It was Grace.
Oh.
You know, like, gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face.
Grace, rhyming with bass.
Exactly.
So you love her, huh?
I really do. You know, we got along so well after this one incident.
Uh-huh.
We got into a fight, and she was so mad she wouldn't speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up my bass and started to play, and just like that, she started talking. Everybody talks during bass solos.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
And hey, you know, you're not making much progress on that crossword guy. Mm-hmm. 28 across. The creamy soup is bisque.
Bisque. Thank you. Thank you.
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But on the 12th floor of the Acme building, one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
Mr. Tim Russell, KBN. Mr. Fred Newman there.